Well, it was a very good performance. I was very happy at the end of the game. You know, we took a 2-goal lead, and we had an opportunity maybe make a 3 or 4-goal lead before the break. But you know, the boys passed the ball very well, and you know, St. Pat's last week lost their first away game of the season at Sligo, and I felt they were very unfortunate to lose that game. So you know, they make sure we won. We had to be on top of our game, and thankfully we were last night.
Yeah, well, you certainly came out of the blocks and 2-0 up at half-time. Were you expecting that?
Well, I felt like we could start the game well, yes. I've always said when we get our squad back together and all our players fit that we would be a match for anyone, and you know, last night was certainly a case where we proved that. Simon Madden scored after 5 minutes with a great ball from Christian. Very rarely do you see your centre-half playing your right back in with a fantastic pass, but it was a great goal, and then David McDade again chipping on with another very important goal. You know, it was a fantastic night for us, and it was a start that we wanted, but you know, more importantly, I was very pleased with the way we passed the ball and moved it about the pitch.
Just mentioning David McDade there, I think, is it 6 or 7 he scored now in the last 9 for Derry?
It is, and you know, and the reality is the boys got 16 goals this year. And I think nearly all of the goals have been important goals for us. You know, they've been in big games. You know, he's had a fantastic season, and I think he deserves a lot of credit. He's a young lad that hasn't had a lot of game time over the years. And when I spoke to him at the start of the season and tried to sign him up, he was very close to leaving the club and going elsewhere. But thankfully, he stayed, and he has been a tremendous player for us this year.
Well, with one series of matches left to go for the rest of the teams, it looks as if Derry's going to finish 5th, if not joint 5th, in the table. Declan, and I suppose if you had the form that you've had this last month or so, if you had that at periods during the season, it could have been a different story.
Well, you know, we've always felt, as I say already, we've always felt if we've had our strongest squad available, we're working off a smaller panel of players. But, you know, Stuart Grecian's instrumental in us doing well, as is Kevin Derry and Rory Patterson, and giving us depth on our squad. And you know, they have them players missing. Stephen McLaughlin again, 16 goals this season. You know, they've all missed large chunks of the year. And you know, we don't want it. The club of the nature of Derry City has got to be in the top 2 or 3. And you know, it's disappointing league campaign, but there has been circumstances behind that. But you know, we lost James McLean, Danny Lafferty, and Zaiden Gareth McGrim at the start of the year, and they're huge players. And you know, it's been disappointing in the league, but you know, as I say, I feel that we can continue to get stronger and better. Yep. And you know, we still have a shout of one in the cup.
Yeah, and obviously with what we've seen this last month or so, building blocks for next season, Declan.
Well, definitely. You know, I have to say, Barry McNamee from Remelton has come in this year, and he had his games early on in the campaign, and he's played a few games at left back. And you know, the last 4 or 5 weeks, the boy has been nothing short of sensational. He has been outstanding, and you know, he has really given us a real good attacking option playing in centre midfield. And you know, he is certainly one to look at for the future. You have Stephen McLaughlin, Patrick McElhinney is only 19 years of age, Conor Murphy 19. You know, so we have a lot of young players that are still developing, and you know, hopefully the only way is up for us.
And I suppose one player that we have to mention that won't be about the Brandywell next season is Mark Farnan. His contribution to the club down through the years has been phenomenal. Declan?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Mark Farnan has been a terrific servant to Derry City Football Club. You know, he's the record goal scorer in the League of Ireland for us. There was no one happier than myself and Mark breaking that record. I was delighted for him. He's a fantastic boy that has had his problems in terms of his health, and he's came through that with flying colours. And you know, he's a fantastic fella, and I wish him all the best, and I'm really grateful. I've been here a long part of Mark's career, and I'm really grateful for the services that he's provided for Derry City Football Club.
Yeah. And just finally, Declan, looking forward now to the Cup Final against St Patrick's Athletic. You don't see last night's one as a dress rehearsal, but given the recent form that you've had over the last number of weeks, ideal preparation for the big Cup decider at the Aviva?
Well, I would rather, as I said last week, you know, I would rather go on to the final on the back of a one, and we got that. But the reality is, we'll be going under the final as massive underdogs, Oisin. St Pat's are a fantastic side. They've been through a couple of rounds in Europe this year. They're pushing for second place in the league, having pushed Sligo all year. As I say, they've only lost 2 games away from home all year. They're a very good footballing side. They've got strength and depth. They've a lot of experienced players. But you know, we'll be going on as massive their dogs. But you know, we'll be going on very determined that we want to make sure that we take all the trophies out of Dublin this year in terms of the league going to Sligo and the League Cup going to Drogheda, and we want to be bringing that trophy back up the road more than anything else.
Mm-hmm. And just one more note on the supporters: a terrific atmosphere at the Brandywell last night, and they're expecting a big Derry support heading to the capital in the cup final.
Absolutely, you know, the support that was there last night were fantastic, and our support away from home all year, you know, people spending money to travel and support the team has been an absolute credit to everyone, and we want that to continue. We want people to have a day out with their families, and hopefully we can, on the football side of it, help make that day a special one. You know, I spoke about it last night in my press conference. I think, you know, Donegal have set the example this year in terms of when they won the Sam Maguire. The effort and commitment that their supporters have put on was testimony to the team that Jimmy McGuinness put out. And, you know, we are hoping that we can take a big crowd to Dublin and make a North West a really proud place in terms of sporting in 2012.